friends in Christ, this morning we are blessed to witness our Lord's awesome grace, love, and mercy at work in the sacrament of holy baptism. We continue now with the baptismal hymn. Disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And the Apostle Peter has written, baptism now saves you. The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How are you named?
Alexis Jenny's okay.
Alexis, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Alexis according to your boundless mercy and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in her which has been inherited from Adam and which she herself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Alexis, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce the devil.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Alexis, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Alexis, Janice, Ophelia, Kevin, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That wasn't a very good amen.
Amen.
Alexis, receive this white garment to show that you have been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sin. So shall you stand without fear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. Alexis, you have been catechized in the Christian faith and have now received the gift of holy baptism. You renounced the devil and all his works and professed your faith in the triune God. Lift up your heart to the God of all grace and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you hold all prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God?
I do.
Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism to be faithful and true?
I do.
Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?
I do, by the grace of God.
We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray. Mighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Alexis the new birth and holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Alexis, peace be with you.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people, and grant us your peace for all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Epiphany is from Exodus chapter 33. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider too that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "This very thing that you have spoken I will do, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious on to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He sent out his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 5. "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and it is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be seated for the gospel.
Hallelujah.
the second chapter. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory. And his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
third day, our Lord Jesus went to a wedding in Cana of Galilee, where, as his first sign, he gave good wine to drunks. Yes, you heard me right. Drunks. Those who had already drunk their fill and were well intoxicated. That's what the Greek word here means. It is often watered down a bit in our English translations, no doubt to remove what many perceive to be too scandalous. After all, drunkenness is a sin. God's word is clear about that. Drinking alcohol is not a sin, but drinking too much alcohol to the point of becoming drunk is. So the translators water down the word here in the attempt to avoid having Jesus give more wine to people already drunk. But it's a futile attempt. The Greek word here means intoxicated, drunk. On the third day, our Lord Jesus went to a wedding in Cana of Galilee, where, as his first sign, he gave good wine to drunks. As scandalous as this might sound, this is how our Lord Jesus manifests or epiphanies his glory. It is not primarily in the miraculous ability to change water into wine. He doesn't perform this sign to show that he has control over nature, although this sign does show that. His glory here is not seen in his power, his ability, his divine power to turn water into wine, although again, this sign does show that. He does that all the time, though. Every bit of wine on earth was once water in a grape. No, he manifests or epiphanies his glory by giving good wine to drunks, to those who are already well-filled and intoxicated. He gives good, wonderful gifts to those who in no way deserve them or have the ability to appreciate them, who will almost certainly abuse them. And it is shocking. It is absurd. The master of the feast is rightly taken aback by this. He calls the bridegroom and says to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when the people are drunk, intoxicated, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." And this is not a note of amazed approval, but a rebuke of the bridegroom, who is no doubt confused by the whole thing, since it wasn't he that arranged this absurdity, but the true bridegroom who had come into the world and happened to be a guest at the wedding that day. The master of the feast rebukes the bridegroom because he sees this act of saving the good wine until people are already intoxicated as wasteful and nonsensical. And he has a point. There is no sense in wasting good wine on people who are drunk. The bridegroom is an idiot, criminally negligent and wasteful, the master of the feast believes. These people don't need any more wine. They'll just abuse it. And they can't appreciate it in any case. They're drunk. They're beyond the point of being able to appreciate how good this wine is. The bridegroom should have served this good wine first, and then, after people were intoxicated, given them a poor one. But again, dear friend, this is how our Lord Jesus manifests his glory. He gives good wine to drunks. And this, being the first of his signs, defines all other signs he will perform. This first sign is primary. It defines his whole ministry. Everything else he will do flows from this first and primary sign. And it is no mistake that he performs this first and primary sign on the third day and at a wedding. He manifests his glory publicly for the first time on the third day so that we will see the connection between this first sign and his glorious resurrection. manifests his glory publicly for the first time at a wedding, because he is the true bridegroom who has come into the world to end the divorce. The divorce between men and women, Jews and Gentiles, neighbors and brothers, body and soul, and between God and man. He has come to reconcile sinful man to God, to undo the separation and disconnect brought on by the first Adam in the garden, and to reunite man with God as it was meant to be, that man would again be at harmony and peace with himself, with all other men, and most importantly, with God himself. And it is no mistake that our Lord's first and primary sign involves water and wine. This immediately points us to the cross, which is where our Lord manifests his glory in full. This first and primary sign and all signs which follow it are leading us to the greatest sign of all, the crucifixion of Jesus, where he is sacrificed for the sins of all people of all time. His hour had not yet come at the wedding at Cana in Galilee, but he points us to the hour for which he came with the sign he performs there. The water and wine connect us to the cross, for it is water and blood that flow from our Savior's side when he is pierced to make sure he is dead and that his sacrifice is complete. And it is that water and blood which flows from our Lord's side on the cross into the fonts and the chalices throughout Christendom. For it is through water and blood that sinners will be brought to and kept in, sustained in, the one flesh union our Lord came to establish with them. These three testify, spirit, water, and blood. As our Lord, our bridegroom, dies on the cross, he hands over his spirit, who will work through the water and the blood which flow from his side to create for himself an immaculate bride, a holy church, to whom he will be eternally and most intimately united. That's why he came, to marry us, to be our bridegroom, that we may be his bride. That's what St. Paul says the divine mystery of holy marriage points to Jesus and his bride, the church. For he left his father and came down from heaven to save us. And he left his mother some 30 years later to go about that mission to save us and perform his public ministry, where this, his first sign, was done to point forward to all the other signs and ultimately to the sign of the Holy Cross. We are brought into a one flesh union with our bridegroom Jesus by water, as we are baptized into him, as we were blessed to witness this morning in the holy baptism of our dear sister Lexi. And we are kept in that one flesh union with him by blood, as we receive his very body and blood in the most holy Eucharist. And it's all right there, foreshadowed for us at the wedding in Cana, where our Lord performed his first sign. On the third day, our Lord Jesus went to a wedding in Cana of Galilee, where as his first sign, he gave good wine to drunks. If it seems absurd and scandalous, that's because it is. But it is our Lord's way. It defines who he is. It manifests his glory and reveals the purpose of his coming into our world. He gives good gifts to those who do not deserve them, who will abuse them, and who do not appreciate them. He lives a perfect life and dies a perfect death for people drunk in their sins. And then he gives them Forgiveness, life, and salvation, even though they do not deserve it, will abuse it and will not appreciate it as they ought. It is for people drunk in their sins, people like you and me, that our Lord Jesus came to save. He did not come for those who revel in the sobriety of their own self-righteousness, the holier-than-thou folks, those who refuse to admit that they are despised, despicable sinners. No, he came for sinners, people drunk in their sins. For our Lord Jesus Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. He came for people drunk in their sins, that he might cover those people in his holiness and righteousness, that they would have their baptismal gowns continuously washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Dearly beloved of our Lord, we are drunks, gluttons, perverts, greedy and selfish sinners. We should be struck down for all of our crimes. We do not love one another as we should. We definitely do not love God with all our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. We do not deserve our Lord's gifts. We abuse them all the time and never appreciate them as much as we ought. We pray all the time, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and sometimes we won't even talk to our family members or our brothers and sisters in Christ. So upset over silly things are we. We do not deserve our Lord's gifts. We abuse them all the time, and we do not appreciate them as we ought. But our Lord pours out his mercy and love upon us still. Jesus eats with sinners. He gives good wine to drunks. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, who takes away your sins. He purchases us with his holy blood, declares us to be his own children and his very bride, holy and immaculate, without blemish, and welcomes us to his holy table that we might feast upon him, our salvation. All his signs, all his ministry fit this pattern, and he continues his mission of giving good wine to drunken sinners to this day. As his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, says, do whatever he tells you. He tells you, sinners, to come and to eat and to drink his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins and strengthening of your faith. Come, do as he says, for our Lord Jesus gives good wine to drunks. In the name of the Father, and of the Spirit, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
for the holy ministry, that God, whose infinite power alone does great wonders, would send down upon his ministers, especially Matthew, our synodical president, David, our district president, Paul, our circuit counselor, and Thomas, our pastor, and the congregations committed to their care, especially our congregation here in Alma, the healthful spirit of his grace and the dew of his continual blessing, and for all faithful missionary endeavors, especially issues, etc., the Siberian Lutheran Mission Society, Lutherans in Africa, Lutheran Heritage Foundation, LCMS World Relief and Human Care, Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries, and University Lutheran Chapel, that the gospel would go forth from them to rescue and save sinners. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who rejoice, that the church may thank our good and gracious God for his abundant gifts, asking the Lord of the church to help us receive all blessings from him with thanksgiving. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in authority over us, whether at the federal, state, or local levels, that they would serve the common good, seek to secure peace and security in our land, and promote truth and justice. And for those who serve in our military, including Matt Boffman, Derek Brown, Dustin Majewski, Johnny Peace, and Christopher Schau, that they would serve with integrity and honor, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For purity of body, mind, and heart, that the baptized people of God would lead sexually pure and decent lives in what they say and do, reserving intimacy for the spouse alone, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the suffering, the lonely, the depressed, and mentally ill, especially for all who have requested our prayers, including Ralph Bolt, Joan Birch, Marion Green, Vivian Strom, Marlene Wiltshire, Dick Weiser, Bruce Bebo, Donna Bebo, Charlotte Dargy, Joyce Kohler, Ella Shaw, Dorothy Weiser, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Eric Lovejoy, Jessica Updegraff, Scott McCullum, Joan Martins, Landon Culp, Connie and Fred Glazer, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd and Lyle Duby, Maxine Call, Phil Warsop, Lee G., Roman Williams, Sherry Shaw, Joseph Tolk, and Elsie Reichardt. That God, the Lord of life and the source of the peace that surpasses all understanding, may grant the peace in Christ Jesus that the world cannot give. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who commune at the Lord's table this day, that the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who performed his first sign of turning water into wine at a wedding at Cana in Galilee, would strengthen and preserve them in body and soul to life everlasting. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church on earth, that all who face trials, tribulations, and persecution may remain faithful and stand in faith unshaken until death, and thus receive the gift of crown of life, won by the only Son from heaven, even Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the blessed Trinity, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This too, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. body of Christ given for you. The very 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 body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
holy and precious, true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Countenance upon you and give you peace.